From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The deputy head of Afghanistan's intelligence agency was killed today in a suicide bombing. Officials say 22 others were also killed in the attack, including two top provincial leaders. The explosion tore through a crowd in Laghman province, about 60 miles east of Kabul. The Taliban claimed responsibility. A spokesman said the target was the intelligence official. Gunmen ambushed Pakistan's religious affairs minister today. Officials say Hamid Saeed Karmi was shot in the leg. His driver was killed. The attack took place near Karmi's office in the capital, Islamabad. Karmi has criticized Islamist militants for carrying out attacks in Pakistan in the last few years. A powerful bomb exploded outside the Athens Stock Exchange early this morning. Police suspect a far-left militant group was responsible. John Seropoulos has more from Athens.
The bomb exploded at 5:35 a.m. local time, about half an hour after a telephone call to a newspaper warning that a van filled with explosives was placed outside the stock exchange. All that remains of the van, police say, is an axle. The blast blew out the windows of the multi-story building and caused damage to neighboring buildings. A cleaning woman was lightly injured by flying glass 500 yards away. Despite internal damage to the stock exchange offices, the exchange announced it would operate. There has been no claim of responsibility yet, but a local terrorist organization called Revolutionary Struggle attempted to blow up a Citibank building in similar fashion in January. On that occasion, the intended bomb was a car trunk full of gasoline and fertilizer. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos in Athens.
Officials in Indonesia say at least six people died today when a powerful earthquake struck off the main island of Java. Dozens of others were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey said it had a magnitude of 7. It could be felt in Jakarta, 100 miles away. Firefighters are expressing cautious optimism in the battle against a forest fire north of Los Angeles. It's now 22% contained. Some 62 homes have been destroyed. From Los Angeles, Novosafo reports.
The wildfire continued to grow, but at its slowest rate yet. For the first time since the fire started last week, dry, hot temperatures were dampened by rising humidity. That's given firefighters an opportunity to make progress. Officials are now optimistic that they may be able to save an historic observatory and mountaintop broadcast and communications antennas critical to the Los Angeles area. Earlier, officials had considered it inevitable that flames would reach that mountaintop. On the fire's southern edge, near dense suburbs, firefighters set controlled backfires to clear out dry vegetation near homes. They also gained ground to the north, lowering the risk to communities there. Nevertheless, 6,000 homes remain under mandatory evacuation orders. For NPR News, I'm Novosafo in Los Angeles.
This is NPR News. Hurricane Ximena weakened to a Category 2 storm last night. Its winds are nearing 110 miles per hour as it approaches Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. It's expected to weaken further before making landfall later today. It swept past resort towns at the southern tip of the peninsula yesterday, causing power outages but no major damage. About 2,000 people left their homes for inland shelters. Most of the tourists left yesterday. Hotels report a 75% vacancy rate. Southwest Airlines has reached agreement with the Federal Aviation Administration that gives the airline until Christmas to replace unauthorized parts on nearly 50 jets. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The problem parts were hinges for the exhaust gate assembly, which protects the wings from hot exhaust when the flaps are extended. Southwest contracts its maintenance out, and an FAA-approved contractor subcontracted out some of the work to a contractor that did not have approval to do the machining. Both the FAA and Southwest agree that though the problem is not a safety issue, the hinges do not meet specifications. Last spring, the FAA grounded thousands of Southwest, American, and other airlines flights, costing the airlines millions of dollars and creating chaos for travelers. The FAA appears to have learned its lesson from that debacle and will allow Southwest to continue to fly the 49 jets as long as they're inspected every week until fixed. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
An 89-year-old man accused of killing a guard at the Holocaust Museum is to be arraigned in federal court in Washington this morning. James Von Brune is charged with 7 crimes, including first-degree murder. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.